29th, 4 days before midterm elections, Revolution Books brings back these two provocative thinkers in a new dialogue. In the age of Obama, police terror, incarceration, no jobs, miseducation, what future for our youth? Get your tickets for this historic evening with Cornel West and Carl Dix. This event takes place Friday, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Harlem Stages, Aaron Davis Hall. For tickets, call Revolution Books at 212-691-3345. That's 212-691-3345.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I have felt frustrated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country, a media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Good morning, this is Susan Lee, You and Your Money, your show for financial balance and financial health, WBAI, FM, New York. Oh, God, you know, I was listening to Amy, and I'm supposed to do a great intro. You know, that Herman Scheer really did make a difference, I think, that solar energy. Thanks, Amy, for that. That was really good. But what struck me so far about this morning, and this is an intro to what I'm doing, is I was listening to Wake Up Call, and I was listening to Earl Caldwell talk about his sister. And his sister got a diagnosis of cancer. And they told her she had 6 months to live. And then they did all sorts of things to her. And I was thinking, that's what I'm doing today. I'm doing the before you get cancer, where are we now? And even when you do have a diagnosis of cancer, how can you build yourself up? Today's show is going to continue what I've been doing the rest of the year. I've been doing some financial basics. The last show I had on, I think, was NEDAP doing something on banking basics. Today what I want to do is a premium that is designed for across the spectrum. And what do I mean by that? It's health basics. There are people, and you may be one of them, who listen to our station and say, I don't want to hear that health stuff. It's quackery. Well, me, Susan, I'm 66 years old. I became vitally sick in 1987 because of the shows here on BAI, and some of you have heard this story, so bear with me. I learned how to get better. And I sort of made a commitment that as I got better, I would try to help people get better doing financial stuff because, truthfully, Bernard had tried somebody else out and she didn't work out. And he said, okay, you do it. And I've been doing it ever since. I believe that I've gotten better using alternative stuff. I believe that there is a range of approaches. I believe that one has to be motivated. One has to be inspired. One has to have knowledge. And for a lot of people, in order to change, and that's the hard part, Tony, tell me if I'm wrong, changing, Tony Ryan's with me this morning as the engineer, change is the hard part. And for all of us, change is the hard part. And so this show is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. We're doing a two-hour special. I love this guy. Now, I have to tell you, I thought I would know the stuff cold because I've been doing it since 1987. I've kind of brought myself back from the dead, almost dead, I would say. But even I, by the end of this, I swear to God, I'll play this part for you. When they talk about, he talks about preventing Alzheimer's. I went inside and I was listening to prepare for the show. I was getting weights. What are those things called, Tony, when you do curls? I started doing extra curls, you know, because I so was inspired. My aim today is to inspire you to make some change in your life. And my aim is for you who think that alternative health is a crock, this guy is a MD brain imaging specialist who has taken thousands of SPECT scans. And I've listened to this thing. You don't need to see the SPECT scans. But when you get the premium, which we're offering you today, it's called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life for $120 at 212-209-2950. When you see the before and after SPECT scans, you too will get your equivalent of weights. You too, maybe you can cut back a little on smoking, maybe on coffee, whatever it is. This guy is so straight arrow that for any of you who think that what a lot of us believe in, and truthfully saved my life, is not for you. I hope this guy will be for you. The middle ground is those of you who do something, and for those of us who are dedicated to this stuff, I believe that this thing is one of the best things that I've heard in a long time. As I said, it inspired me. I went to the health food store to ask about certain things that I hadn't been doing. I hope it does the same thing for you. His name is Daniel Amen, MD. It's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. The premium is $120. For that, you'll get a DVD. And if you would call, if you like it, if you don't like it, don't ask for the premium. You like my show? God knows. Give us some money. I just did. I just went in the back. I gave some money. I didn't get a premium. I want the station to survive, but we'll talk about that. Anyway, Tony, let's queue up Dr. Amen, and I hope you enjoy it. And as you're listening, say, hey, maybe I can get my husband. Oh, my God. This is perfect. Maybe I can get me to change a bit. 212-209-2950. Dr. Daniel Amen, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life.
Hello, this is Bill Cosby. Your brain. Your brain is that part of the body that maybe we kind of ignore it. We kind of think that it will do things on its own. Well, it needs your help. It needs your thinking. It needs your care. Dr. Daniel Amen. I believe in him, and he knows what he's doing. It's your brain, nobody else's. Take care of it.
Dr. Daniel Amen is an award-winning psychiatrist, brain imaging expert, researcher, and best-selling author. He's here today to help you change your brain and change your life.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Daniel Amen. I'm so excited to be with you. Through our brain imaging work at the Amen Clinics, with tens of thousands of patients from 62 countries over the last two decades, I've come to see with my own eyes that you can literally change your brain and change your life. This is one of the most exciting breakthroughs in medicine, because with a better brain always comes a better life. If you pay attention to me, if you use the front part of your brain so that you can focus, and if I can touch your emotional brain so you remember what I say, and if your brain is flexible enough to learn new things, then you're in for a treat. When you make your brain better by doing the right things, you improve your life. When you do the wrong things and hurt your brain, you make your life harder. Day in and day out, every day, you're either helping or hurting your brain. Did you know that blueberries are one of the best brain foods on the planet? Along with avocados, walnuts, salmon, and green tea. But not getting enough sleep decreases blood flow to your brain and impairs your memory and your ability to concentrate. Did you know that increasing blood flow to your brain is literally the fountain of youth. But doing things that decrease blood flow, like nicotine, too much caffeine, alcohol, inhaling toxic fumes, prematurely ages the brain. This program will be divided into three parts. In part one, I'll give you 7 simple principles to change your brain and change your life. I will also give you 1 question you should ask yourself every day if you really want to be successful in your life. In part two, I will show you how to be happier, more focused, less anxious, and less depressed by balancing 3 important and very interesting brain systems. I'll also teach you a sneaky brain-based strategy to help you deal with the difficult people in your life. And in part 3, I'm going to show you how to make your brain great. You are not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better, and I will show you how, including how to prevent Alzheimer's disease. And I'm not kidding. This program will also give you a completely new paradigm about why people struggle, along with new insights into healing the brain. For example, I want to tell you about a couple who failed marital therapy. That's right. Their therapist gave them an F. Now, how do you get an F in marital therapy? Well, after spending 3 years and $25,000, the therapist told them to get divorced. Well, this made the couple very upset because they wanted to be married. On the television, you see 2 brain spec scans. These are the scans that we do in our clinics. They're called functional scans because they show how the brain works, how the brain functions. What they measure is blood flow and activity patterns in the brain. Now, the scan on the left is a healthy scan. And what you see is full, even, symmetrical activity. Now, the image on the right is the husband's scan. And that Swiss cheese appearance indicates overall severely low activity in his brain. Now, this is the pattern that we often see with drug and alcohol abusers. But the scan didn't fit his history because he said he never used drugs and he didn't drink. Now, I've been a psychiatrist for a long time, and I know that drug addicts and alcohol, they lie. And they lie a lot, right? Am I wrong about this? They lie a lot. So in front of his wife, one of my first questions to him was, are you sure you don't drink much and you've never used drugs? He said, Dr. Amen, I have many problems, but that's not it. So then I turned to his wife and asked her if that was true. And she said, oh, yes, Dr. Amen, he doesn't drink. He doesn't use drugs. He's just a jerk. And I chuckled at the comment, but then, you know, in my mind I wondered, then why does his brain look so bad? And so I went through the potential causes in my head. A brain infection. A near drowning can make your brain look like this. Low thyroid, being anemic, being exposed to some sort of environmental toxin. So my next question to him was, where do you work? He said, I work in a furniture factory. I said, what do you do? He said, I finish furniture all day long. He was doing drugs. In fact, he was doing the worst drug for your brain, which is inhaling organic solvents. So my next question to the wife was, so when did he become a jerk? And she said, what do you mean? I said, did you marry him that way? Do you have father issues that you're trying to work out? And she said, no, when we first got married, he was great. It wasn't until about 5 years ago that he started having trouble. And then she put her hand over her mouth and she said, oh my God, that's about the time he started to work in the furniture factory. Do you think his personality change can have something to do with his job? So as you can imagine, the first thing that I should do is get him out of that toxic environment. So I had him transferred in his company. And then I put him on a brain-healthy program. On the right treatment, his behavior got better, as did his marriage. I wonder how many marriages are suffering because one partner has a brain problem that no one is aware of. How do you do marital therapy with this brain. It will never work until you change his brain.
Hi, this is Susan Lee, sitting here with Tony Bates, who just walked in, and Tony Ryan. What you've been listening to is Daniel Amen's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Have you got brain envy yet? I do. I do. God knows. And as this thing goes along, I expect that you will, I'll speak for myself. I don't expect anything from somebody else in terms of what they're going to react. I know, as I was saying, Tony, I got brain envy. By the time this thing was over, I was doing what Dr. Amen, I think, was wanting us all to do. You know, we live in times, this is not news to most of you, of economic peril. I'm worrying about the economy. I'm worrying about my listeners. I'm worrying about the people who don't listen. I'm worrying about WBAI, which is why we're doing this show today. We're offering a coach to you. To me, you don't have to go to Dr. Amen's clinics to get a spec scan. I don't need a spec scan. Matter of fact, I doubt I'll ever have, no, I hope I'll never have a spec scan in my brain. I don't need one. Listen to this tape and you will be motivated, or I was motivated, to look into different areas. This guy is the doctor I wanted to go to but have never found. So my sense is this guy can be our coach, our health coach. And as the tape goes along, you'll hear that he cleaned up his own act. His spec scan didn't quite look like the Swiss cheese that the guy who'd worked in the furniture factory spec scan looked like, but it was a mess. And he'll tell us about it. But he cleaned up himself, and I believe we can change ourselves so that, and we're all going to get sick and die. There's no question. But we can put off.
Can't we just die when it's our time without getting sick?
Oh, Tony, I wish it to you. Kaplutz. Don't we all wish that
more
for
Yiddish
ourselves?
This week.
Kaplutz. I'm not sure it's Yiddish. It might be just from Patterson.
I see.
It might just be. It might be from the east side of Patterson. But, you know, we all want to go kaplutz, but I guarantee you, after 20-some-odd years of doing this to myself, when I felt like I can't say it because
we're on the air.
I can't say it. Having to change, you got to do it yourself with the help of other people, and you have to be responsible. So, 212-209-2950, change your brain, change your life, $120. Get yourself a coach so you can put off the day. Quite honestly, you could be like Earl Caldwell's sister this morning. I personally want to be one of these people who's so old, when they tell me I have something awful, they say, don't worry so much. It's not going to have you're old. It doesn't go so quickly. And one can do it, I believe, by getting this tape, getting this DVD, and helping yourself help us and help yourself.
The DVD is absolutely fabulous, Susan. I had the same kind of response to it that you did. And that
did
is
you do curls?
Brain envy. I did not do curls, but I did start to eat walnuts very regularly. And blueberries, as a matter of fact. But the reason that the DVD is so great is that it gives you practical solutions. It doesn't just talk about what can be done. There are things that you can do immediately to affect the way your brain is functioning. When you hear the story of the man in the furniture factory working around chemicals, and when you see these scans of the brain, the spec scan that Susan's talking about is a scan of different people's brains. They literally look like Swiss cheese. There are spots in them that are not functioning. These are dead spots where the brain is not functioning at its highest quality. And when you see that and know that there are very simple things that you can do right now to change that function, and as he said, how many people's marriages are in trouble simply because poor brain function? Little exercise, a little change of diet, and guess what? You can make a serious change. Change your brain, change your life. 212-209-2950. The DVD is a $120 pledge this morning. It is phenomenal material. You can absolutely begin to make changes immediately That's why it's so great, Susan.
If something can change Tony Bates,
right,
it can change the most recalcitrant person in your house, let me tell you.
How dare they?
Here we have a testimonial from Mr. Recalcitrant. So,
how dare they?
And he changed. And he, you know, some people change a lot. Some people change incrementally. I've noticed it's very hard to change. I've noticed to get myself to change, and this is helping me continue to change. So 212-209-2950, $120, change your brain, change your life.
As science continues to grow in its understanding of the brain, Susan, they're finding more and learning more and more and more. They used to believe that you couldn't regrow, for instance, pathways in the brain, which they know now you can. That you can change, that things, your brain can actually begin to function differently, that you can grow new neural pathways in your brain, that you can change the function of your brain. And when you think about how important that is to every function of your body, of your physicality, of your life, incredibly important. When you make these little changes, your entire function can change. The way you interact with people, the way you interact at your job, the way that you move in the world. 212-209-2950. Dr. Daniel Amen's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. A phenomenal, phenomenal DVD. I have an announcement to make too, Susan. It is a great day today. It's a really great day. I'm not sure why.
Is that because you ate walnuts?
But I just feel, no, not this morning, not yet. I'll eat them later. But it is very much a beautiful day. And we also, I just, you know, I'm feeling so great. I don't know why, but it's a great day today. So I want you guys all to feel that. Secondly, I want to encourage people to come down here and volunteer. We have a single volunteer here today. It is WBAI's fund drive. And if all the talk that I hear from people about loving WBAI is real, we really ought to see a better response when we have these fund drives. And we really ought to see a better response on these phones when we have fund drives, if you understand the importance of having this station. But I trust that you will come through and that you will be here, because I have this incredible overwhelming feeling of goodness. And I'm going to let that go out through the airwaves and just connect with everybody, you know. And then y'all can show up and volunteer and start calling us at 212-209-2950. Get a copy of this DVD. Very important, folks. Very important. You can change your brain and change your life.
Let's get some calls on the line so we can go back to the material. I don't think we're going to have time to play all of it, of the part that he talks about different parts of the brain and what you can do and what they affect and then how you can help it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I like this so much. I don't know the difference. I mean, I still can't spell cingulate. He goes on about cingulates and limbics and this and that.
You don't have to know the details, though, because he's put out the work. He's done the work. You just have to enact the solutions.
That's right. That's right. And you have to help us. Or you don't have to. I personally need this tape for myself. Mm-hmm. I am so depressed about what's going on. I leave on CNBC all day.
You have to stop reading the newspaper, Susan.
The good news is they discovered that the foreclosures were fraudulent, something we've been saying on WBAI. I've had guests the last 4 years saying, fight this. We don't know who owns it. I've been having people fight it. I've had the people in who fought it. We brought it to you. And because we bring you information, sometimes, not always, sometimes it trickles to the powers that be. But they're so powerful, they're now saying, well, who cares if it's illegal? Who cares? Those people didn't pay their mortgages. Well, suddenly the people who espouse property rights above human rights are saying that property rights don't count. I mean, they have to change their rhetoric. But the reality is we at BAI have been opposing the wars before they became wars. We've been opposing this foreclosure stuff before, you know, it got into the popular press. That's what we do. So when I say, please help us, we want to continue bringing this information to you. We want to get it out. I think we're in a very bad time politically. I think we're going to the right. And
VoteNader.org.
I think we have to be here. Mom committed to it. Tony, the Tonys are committed
to it. I'm committed to it. I am committed to this
station. We need you to be committed to it.
That's right.
$120 for change your brain, change your life. You don't want to buy a premium. By the way, our premiums are going out.
So no one's buying anything, oddly, Susan. It's just that they're donating to the station. How interesting.
That's right. It's donating, which is what I just did. I brought in my check this morning. I filled out my card.
Another one?
Yeah.
My goodness. You're sustaining us all by yourself now.
Oh, I wish I could. And then there'd be fights about that. You know the different factions would be on my head about that.
Well, you guys can do that at your board meetings. We don't do that here at the station.
We need your help. Please call. We need a couple of calls.
212-209-2950. We're going to get back to a little more, another clip from this DVD, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Dr. Daniel Amen. So go ahead and make those phone calls while you listen to this clip. I'm telling you, folks, this DVD can make an immediate difference in your life because the solutions are very practical. You will see when you pick it up. Give us a call while this is playing.
Looking at the brain has been one of the most exciting adventures of my life. In the past few years, I've come to distill our work into 7 very simple principles. And if you follow me, one, you'll realize how simple these are, but they will change your life as they have changed mine. The first principle is your brain's involved in everything you do. Your brain's involved in how you think, in how you feel, in how you act, and how you get along with other people. After looking at 40,000 scans, I've come to believe that your brain heavily influences the type of person you are. Your brain is the organ of personality, of your character, your intelligence, and your soul. I've actually called the brain the hardware of the soul. Now that leads us into principle number 2, and that is when your brain works right, you work right. And when your brain has trouble, you have trouble in your life. So here are 2 more spec scans. The scan on the left is of a healthy person. The scan on the right is a heroin addict's brain. Drugs damage your brain. Do you think the heroin addict has any possibility of living up to his potential? I don't think so. The hardware of his brain is definitely not working right. When your brain is healthy, you tend to be focused, happy, relaxed, loving, effective. When your brain is unhealthy, for whatever reason, you tend to get distracted easily. You're sad, anxious, angry, not as effective. And that brings us to the next principle. Fascinating principle. And did you know your brain is the most complicated organ in the universe? There is nothing as complex as the human brain. Nothing. It's estimated that we have 100 billion nerve cells and more connections in our brain than there are stars in the universe. Information in your brain travels at about 268 miles per hour. Unless, of course, you're drunk. And then things really slow down. If you don't take care of your brain, on average, you lose 85,000 brain cells a day. That's about a brain cell a second. That is what causes aging. Now, with appropriate forethought, you can reverse that trend and dramatically slow the aging process. Now, that's a big promise. But if you pay attention to me, we're going to talk exactly how to do that. Now, the next principle, principle number 4, is absolutely critical. But virtually no one knows it. Or at least for sure we don't act in our society as if we know it. And that is your brain is very soft. And it's housed in a really hard skull. Your brain is the consistency of soft butter. Tofu. Custard, somewhere between egg whites and jello. And it's housed in a really hard skull that has many sharp bony ridges. Brain injuries matter. They damage the brain and they can ruin your life. We need to do a much better job at taking care of our brains. Here's an example of a man who fell off the roof. It damaged the left side of his brain. A year after the injury, his wife divorced him because she said his personality had changed. She became afraid of him. He became more irritable. Now, with the right treatment, he got much better. But I remember he was crying in my office. He said, if he would have gotten the right treatment early, it could have saved his marriage. Brain injuries change people's personalities, and nobody knows it. And when people start acting badly, their families get afraid of them rather than something's wrong. We need to go get this taken care of. The next principle is many things can hurt your brain. And many things can help your brain. So let's talk about that, because you want to know what it is. So what are the things that can hurt your brain? Well, we've already talked about a couple of them. Drugs, very bad for brain function. Toxic fumes, head injuries. Alcohol is not a health food. Now, I know many of you are out there and you're like going, gotta have my glass of red wine a day. Doctor says I have to do it. This is good for me. No. One or two glasses a week can be helpful for you because a little tiny bit of alcohol tends to balance cholesterol levels. People who drink every day have a smaller brain. And I would just suggest to you that when it comes to the brain, size matters. You don't want a smaller brain. And alcohol is directly toxic to brain function. Lack of exercise. If you don't exercise on a regular basis, that's decreasing blood flow. It's very bad. You'll notice we're going to talk a lot about exercise. Not getting good sleep. People who get less than 6 hours of sleep at night have lower overall blood flow to their brain. And with that comes all sorts of problems. Chronic stress. I mean, we're living in this fast-paced society, often under a lot of stress. And if you don't have a stress management technique, this is prematurely aging your brain. Smoking. Smoking is a disaster for brain function. Now, can you tell the skin of a smoker? How?
Dry.
Dry. Wrinkled. Doesn't look healthy. Why? Because smoking constricts blood flow to your skin. It does exactly the same thing to your brain and prematurely ages it. And did you know too much caffeine can do the same things? Now, I already know some of you are going, okay, Doc, how much can I have? And I have to tell you, one or two cups a day, it's not that bad for your brain. More than that, it's a nightmare for brain function because it constricts blood flow. It also dehydrates you. And it fools you into thinking you don't need to sleep. That's why as soon as you wake up, gotta have my cup of coffee in the morning. Right? It's not good for you. You can do without it. Negative thinking is terrible for brain function. Isn't that interesting? That if you focus on what you hate about in your life, your emotional brain fires up. But your thoughtful brain gets colder. So you become unhappy and you make bad decisions. So how you think moment by moment determines in part how your brain works. Okay, now these are things that hurt your brain. Let's talk about some things that help your brain. New learning, like tonight. Whenever you learn something new, your brain makes a new connection. When you stop learning, your brain actually starts to disconnect itself. You always want to have a new project where you're learning something new. A healthy diet. You are what you eat. We're going to spend a lot of time in the last segment talking about brain-healthy foods. Daily, vitamins and fish oil. We'll talk about that, as we will exercise. Exercise is literally the fountain of youth, and I'll tell you why. Getting great sleep is important. Social connections. Being with other people, especially if they're good for you. But going to church, being part of a family, being part of a hobby club, all of those things are important because when you're with other people, your brain has to work, right? You have to remember their name and do they have kids and what does that look mean? And all of that is working your brain. Positive thinking, especially gratitude. When you focus on what you love about your life, your brain works better. The emotional brain sort of settles down. The thoughtful brain goes up. You're actually more coordinated when you focus on what you love about your life. So very simple exercise that you can take home. And they've actually found this to decrease depression in people who have clinical depression is just write out every day, five things I'm grateful for today. Five things I'm grateful for today. It can be your health, your family, your job, whatever it is. It can be your dog. Whatever it is, focus on it, because when you bring your attention to gratitude, you feel so much better. Interestingly, meditation is also amazing for brain function, and meditation fooled us. Those of us that are brain imaging doctors thought what meditation would do would be calm down the brain. It absolutely doesn't do that. What meditation does is it activates the most thoughtful part of your brain so that you make better decisions, so that you feel happier, so that you're actually more intelligent. And did you know that making love is good for your brain? Regular sexual activity has been shown to be associated with decreased depression, so it helps your mood, it helps your memory. It helps in pain relief. So when she says, honey, not tonight, I have a headache, you can say, well, did you know there are two studies with migraine headache sufferers that say having an orgasm decreases pain frequency by 50%. I'm just here to help. And there's a study from England that says three times a week. Three times a week is associated with decreased risk of heart attack and stroke by 50%. We have no medicine that can do that. Right? So many things can hurt your brain. Many things can help your brain. This next principle is really important. And that is, one size does not fit everyone. Most psychiatric problems like ADD, anxiety, or depression, they're not single or simple disorders. Giving someone the diagnosis of depression is exactly like giving them the diagnosis of chest pain. Now, why don't doctors give people the diagnosis of chest pain? Because it's a symptom. There are too many causes. The same thing is true for depression. It's a symptom with many different causes. Chronic stress, relationship problems, financial losses, head injuries, drug abuse, low thyroid, chemical imbalances, even grief. Our research at the Amen Clinics has shown that it is at least seven different things. And giving everyone the same treatment for the symptom invites disaster. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about a revolutionary brain-based approach that helps us heal problems like depression or ADD. We do it more quickly and often with natural treatments because we understand what part of the brain that we're dealing with. Now, the last principle, the most exciting thing that I'm going to tell you, is that you can change your brain and change your life. Your brain can change. On the television, you see two spec scans. This is a patient that came to see me because he had temper problems. The image on the left shows low overall activity. The image on the right, just after a couple of months of treatment, looks so much better. And as his brain got better, so did everything in his life. How exciting is that? You literally can make your brain better. You're not stuck with the brain you have, even if it's trouble. Now, over the years, I've personally had a number of spec scans to see how my own brain worked. Looking back, my earliest scan when I was 37 years old showed a toxic, bumpy appearance that was definitely not consistent with a great brain. That's the scan on the left. All of my life, I've been someone who rarely drank alcohol, never smoked, and never used an illegal drug. Then why did my brain look so bad? Before I understood about brain health, I had many bad brain habits. I ate lots of fast food. I lived on diet sodas. I would often get by on 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. I worked like a nut and didn't exercise with any regularity. My last scan at age 52, the one on the right, looks so much healthier and so much younger than my first scan. See, I think that's so interesting because as you age, brains typically become less active. So, now why the change in my brain? Because seeing other people's brains, I developed brain envy. I wanted a better brain. So, and as I learned about brain health, I put into practice what I'm teaching you and what I have taught to my patients for years now. And having a younger brain helps me feel happier, healthier, more energy. Isn't that exciting? You literally can change your brain and change your life.
Hi, this is Susan Lee, sitting here with Tony Bates and Tony Ryan. Do you have brain envy yet?
I absolutely do, and that is exciting, that you can change your brain and change your life. Seriously, that is incredibly exciting to me to hear that and to see that the doctor, upon seeing the scans of his patients who had better brain functions than he, took the actions that were needed to change his own brain. And that's what these actions will allow you to do in this DVD.
Exactly. I have to say, in the story about the husband, you know, that migraine headache, honey, I can't do that, you know, because I have a headache. And did you know that there are two studies? The phones lit up. I had this, Tony Bryan and I were sitting here going, oh, okay, there's some folks
right.
who have heard this before, and they say, now they're going to say, do I have a DVD for
right.
you?
Great anniversary present.
Or that's so that we get to an anniversary present.
Right.
So we would like you to call today to support WBAI. I believe that WBAI is here to help all of us lead a better life, period. No ifs, ands, and buts. I don't care what your politics are. You know, we're all over there somewhere over on the left, hopefully. And in order to keep whatever it is that we're doing going, we have to keep ourselves going. So that's why we're doing this show today. So it's help us help you, Dr. Daniel Amen, $120. Change your brain, change your life. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. If you don't want to get a, you know, you don't need a premium, don't get it. You heard it, that's enough. Just send us a pledge, like I or call up, give a pledge, like I brought in a check. That's it. I really want BAI to keep going. I'm desperate. I want BAI to keep going. I want alternative media to keep going. And I feel an impossible thing that without it, we've become one-dimensional man again, like it's the 1950s. And I grew up in the 1950s. I don't want us to go back to that. And we need alternative media, and we need WBAI. 212-209-2950. Change your brain, change your life, $120.
212-209-2950. That is the phone number to call, folks, to support this station and to get a copy of this DVD. The DVD is fantastic. Just a $120 pledge. We accept your MasterCard, your American Express, or your Visa. But that money goes toward keeping this station supported, which is, as Susan was saying, of the utmost importance. But what I love about this is the kind of DVD that I'm proud to bring to our audience, Susan, because it literally can make a change for people. This is the kind of thing that can affect people personally and help them immediately. All of the suggestions that he makes, or most of the suggestions that he makes in the DVD, you can start doing them today. As soon as you get the DVD, it makes that kind of difference. 212-209-2950. That is your phone number to call to support this station and to get a copy of this DVD. Change your brain, change your life. And yes, if my wife or a significant other had migraines, Susan, I'd be first on the line. I would be first on the line getting those calls in here, getting that DVD to my house. 212-209-2950. That's your phone number to call, folks.
Let's be real. We all need motivators. This is a motivator for me. Has been a motivator for Tony, and let's make it a motivator for you. 212-209-2950. You know, it sounds kind of weird that this should work, but even a suggestion, not even. See, I listened to five things you're grateful for. I said to myself, I want to see if that works. You know what? When I was doing the tape, the Tonys, I sat down and I wrote down five things I was grateful for. First of all, I wasn't so sure I could come up with five, but nonetheless, I came up with five. And
that is so funny, Susan.
Anyway,
I know you.
I came up with five, and I physically felt lighter. It was sort of like, hey, remember, remember. So what I'm saying to you, and thank you for those calls, we've gotten a bunch of calls. We need more calls at 212-209-2950. I did this simple exercise. Many of us who've been listening to BAI have listened to a lot of stuff over the years, and we take a piece from here, take a piece from there. Rarely have I heard a motivator like this one. And as I said, Tony, this is a health basics.
Mm-hmm.
We will bring you something that goes into one area a little more, and we've brought you those things before, but this is a health basics. This is a reminder. We live in terrible times. You can't be running to health people all the time. We have to do it ourselves. Get a tape of this. Dr. Daniel Amen, change your brain, change your life, and just sit down.
And if you've got to rely on that Obama health care plan, you might as well start taking care of yourself. I'm just saying. 212-209.
We won't go there. That just, my blood pressure.
Right.
I spend a lot of time in Massachusetts.
That's not right.
You,
that's not right. I'm just saying.
You just wait to see how much that's going to cost.
No, I already
know.
Oh,
my God.
Right.
Okay, let's not go there. That's not
breathe,
five
Susan,
things
breathe,
you're grateful.
Breathe.
Thank you very much for those telephone calls. We have to do it ourselves.
I'm just curious about something.
What?
What are those five choices that you made?
Luckily, I'm 66 and have no memory whatsoever. But I know that one of them probably was. And it's going to sound tacky, but I have I've cried on this air. I can sound tacky on this air.
My goodness.
One of the things I'm grateful for is BAI. You know, with all the Sturm und Drang, that is not Yiddish, that's German.
I hear you.
With all the things. Well, but it's true.
It's Friday, everyone.
It's true, you know.
Yes, but Susan, this is a practice that I have also adopted. Mm-hmm. It's right here in the DVD. I have adopted it morning when I wake up, night before I go
true?
To bed. Absolutely.
Tony, what do you do?
I do it every morning when I wake up, the first thing that I do, and then I do it nightly before I go to bed. That exercise right here from this DVD, I'm telling you folks, these things are practical. They are things that you can use most immediately, and you can put them into practice. The simple things, exercising. Did you know there are specific foods that you can eat that can change your brain function?
Mm-hmm.
Very specific foods that target your brain. He tells you what those foods are. There are exercises that you can do. He puts that forward for you. These things are very simple,
very
plain.
Oh, come on, admit it. You're eating more blueberries now.
I'm eating more blueberries and walnuts, as a matter of fact.
Together or separately?
Separately, yeah. Unless it's cereal. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call, folks. We've got a few people on the line. We need to get about three more of you onto the line. We're going to get back to a little bit more from the DVD, but we need to hear from you. Let's get three more of you to call and pledge your support to this station, because WBAI is invaluable. As Susan is saying so passionately, this station is the place where you get these alternatives. This is the place where you're going to hear about the other methods. Instead of someone saying, go to a doctor and take a pill, my brain's not functioning properly, well, here, take this pill that's going to put you out. I have a friend, Susan, whose daughter was about sixth grade or something, and her teachers decided that she had ADD, and they were going to put her on medication. And he reluctantly agreed because his wife, from whom he was estranged, said she has to have the medication. Within a month, he said her entire personality had changed. He said, I don't care what is wrong. I'm not putting my child, I'm taking her off of this immediately. She's not the same person. And that's the solution that you hear in the mainstream. They're bombarding you with that, bombarding you. But I say, make the choice for yourself, folks. Not to say that you shouldn't listen to your doctor's advice. That is not what I'm suggesting. What I am suggesting is that there are always alternatives and ways to supplement what you are doing with your doctor. And when you see the scans of these people's brains who are doing things that you do, like smoking or drinking or having coffee on a regular basis.
Wait, let me just say a cup was being lifted.
Yes.
A cup was being lifted.
It's almost TV now. Yes, or doing those things. That these things literally change the way your brain functions, but you can take back the power and you can correct those things that have gone wrong, the habits that you have that you think you can't get rid of. Some of it is brain function.
I just want to mention that Ritalin stuff, as many of you know, I've been on the station either as a guest or having my own show forever.
Mm-hmm.
More than 30 years, I think, counts as forever.
Oy vey.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm well enough to do it. But the point is I want to go back and say, you would have heard about Dr. Feingold many, many years ago, who was considered a quack because he said that dyes in food, particularly red dyes, led to brain dysfunction. I think his first name was Nathan. I think it was Nathan Feingold. And I can't remember if we had him on as a guest or, you know, I'm sure somebody did. That was long before the hospitals had, you know, breathe, stress, clinics and stuff like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
He was considered a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And now people know, although they may not practice it much more, that processed foods and the junk they put in them change people's behavior. He had studies years ago. So this is BAI. We bring you the news. We bring you the information long before it hits the mainstream. That's why we need you to keep supporting us so we can do our job. End mm-hmm. of story if we don't get support. Ongoing story if we do. Dr. Daniel Amen, $120. Change your brain, change your life. I want all of you to be healthy. I can't stand seeing it when some of you come in to help us out looking for Blunjet. Okay?
She's making stuff up now.
Now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
You know, we had a guest during this fund drive, Susan, who pointed out that, you know, there's all this science suddenly around the fact that wireless phones and such are affecting us. And there are recent articles saying that that may even be the reason for the decrease in the bee population. There's a recent study that has just come out suggesting that. But the guest said that it was the activist community who was out in front of this. Bob Lederer on this very station was pointing that out years before the mainstream came around. And that's what you empower us to do with every pledge that you do, folks. We break ground here. We break stories here. We are cutting edge. And they call us names for doing it. But you know what? We are often and usually proven right in the end. And we want to thank you for that support. So we're going to get back to a little bit more from the DVD. We want you to take a listen to this. This is Dr. Daniel Amen presenting Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. We need you to continue to make those phone calls, please, and support WBAI while this DVD presentation is in progress.
Now, here's an image of a healthy brain. So this is from our very rare group of healthy people. You know, it took us almost 3,000 people screening to find about 90 healthy brains. So if your brain is struggling, well, welcome to normal. Okay, normal is not healthy. Okay, this is an 82-year-old brain, drop-dead gorgeous, and it fit her life. Still very active, in church, with her family, married in a good marriage for 57 years. This is what a healthy brain looks like. Compare it to someone who had a stroke. Strokes are a disaster for brain function. This is why you shouldn't smoke. Did you know that smoking is the number one cause of strokes? This is what Alzheimer's disease looks like. Alzheimer's disease ravages brain function. Now, our brain scans can tell 5 to 10 years before you have symptoms whether or not you're likely to get it. But you want to be working early to prevent Alzheimer's disease because it's a nightmare for brain function. The real reason not to use drugs? They damage your brain. And if they damage your brain, they damage your life. So here's, from my own patients, this is a cocaine brain, a methamphetamine brain, an alcoholic brain, and a heroin brain. The one question you always want to ask yourself if you want to be successful is which brain do you want? Is your behavior day in and day out every day helping or hurting your brain? You want to ask yourself that question every day. Now, when we come back, I'm going to show you how to be happier, more focused, less anxious, and less depressed by balancing these very interesting three systems in your brain. I'm also going to show you this very sneaky way to deal with difficult people in your life. Stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back. I love this segment because I'm going to teach you what I call practical brain science to make your life better. As you will see, brain science is imminently practical because your brain's involved in everything you do. In the next few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to three parts of your brain that drive a great deal of your behavior. We're going to talk about an area of your brain called the prefrontal cortex. It works as like the boss in your head. And we're going to talk about your cingulate. That's the brain's gear shifter. And then we're going to talk about your limbic or your emotional brain. As you will see, knowing how to optimize these systems will improve everything in your life, even the other people. Whenever we discuss humans, the first area of the brain that we have to talk about is the prefrontal cortex. It's largest in human beings than in any other animal by far. This is the part of your brain that actually makes you human. It's 30% of the human brain, 11% of the chimpanzee brain, 7% of your dog's brain. This is my dog, Fraser. Isn't he cute? I love Fraser. And how many of you have cats? Love your cat. Well, this is my cat, Annabelle. And cats have virtually no prefrontal cortex. Cats have no forethought, very little impulse control. Annabelle lives totally in the moment. She doesn't think about the past. She doesn't worry about the future. It's just now. Now is all that matters. So the prefrontal cortex is the executive part of the brain. It works in your head like the boss at work. Things like focus and forethought, judgment, impulse control, empathy, learning from the mistakes that you make. This is the part of your brain that's involved in maturity. When there are problems in this part of the brain, you act like a cat. I mean, how many times have I told her, don't do this? Doesn't matter. Okay, when there are problems in this part of the brain, what we see is short attention span. Impulse control problems. They procrastinate. They put things off. They have bad judgment. They don't have much empathy. And they don't learn from the mistakes that they make. Haven't you ever wondered about yourself or someone else? It's like, why aren't they learning? Why aren't they getting it? And it's because this part of the brain may not be getting good function. So when we see low activity in this part of the brain, it's associated with people who have bad habits. You know that person who always shows up to work 10 minutes late with a big cup of coffee? Odds are low activity in this part of the brain. Or people who smoke or internet gambling. Low activity. They're looking to stimulate it. People have attention deficit disorder. You've heard about ADD, very commonly diagnosed in children. But did you know it's also very common in adults? Most of the kids who have it grow up and have it as well. And our research studies and other people's research as well has shown low activity in this part of the brain. People who have a weak conscience, who make decisions, and you're just like, why did you do that? Low persistence. They can't stick with things. Some forms of depression, especially low energy forms of depression, and people who are excitement or conflict seeking. Do you know anybody like this? These are people who play this game I call, let's have a problem. It's like they need to be upset in order to concentrate. It's like being upset actually stimulates their brain and helps them feel more normal. So as kids, they pick on their brothers. As spouses, they may pick on their spouse, right? Or they may be stirring it up at work. So what do you do? How do you treat this? If you have problems in this part of the brain, which are very common, well, one of the things that we found to be so helpful is getting them to write out their goals. It's an exercise we call the one-page miracle. On one piece of paper, write out what you want in your relationships. What do you want at work? What's your goal? What do you want for your money? And what do you want for your physical and emotional and spiritual health? What do you want? Write it out. And then you look at it every day and you go, is my behavior getting me what I want? The second thing is exercise. Exercise actually boosts blood flow to this part of the brain. Now, I have a specialty in people that have attention deficit disorder. And many people ask me, okay, I don't really want to take medicine. What is the best natural treatment for ADD? And what it is, it's intense aerobic exercise along with a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. Now, this diet is not good for everybody. But for people who have ADD or people who have low activity in the front part of their brain and they have trouble with concentration and they're disorganized and they procrastinate, this is a great diet for them because it helps their energy and it helps them concentrate. Fish oil. Fish oil is so helpful. Now, we'll talk about it later. But for now, just know it helps increase your energy and your concentration. And if needed, there are certain natural supplements and certain medications that can be so helpful. And in my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, I talk about what those are. This is a scan of a 62-year-old woman, Joan, who came to see me. She had severe ADD and dyslexia, which means she had trouble reading. Her first scan is the one on the left, and you can see the holes at the top. That's low activity in the prefrontal cortex. And just a couple of days later, on the right treatment, you can see her scan. I mean, you literally can change the brain and change people's lives. And with a better brain came a much better life for her, no matter what age you are.
No matter what age you are, that's it, folks. You can make the change no matter the age. And it's these simple steps that you hear him talking about. Exercise. And he describes that if someone...
Can you believe, did you know that for ADD, aerobic exercise is
no idea. No idea. And so, well, you know, my friend Isaac knew. Because when his nephew would come in the house and drive him crazy, he would take him outside and just run him around. Like he was until just by the end of the day, boom. Kaplitz, as you say. 212-209-2950. Folks, we're at the top of the hour. We have a station break to get to. We're going to go a little bit longer here because we have to get about six or seven of you onto the lines now. Let's get six more callers. There's one of them, Susan. We want to get five more people to join that person and make a pledge of support to WBAI. 212-209-2950. Very quickly here, you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We're going to run to a station break because that's what we have to do to keep this station going. But we need you on the phones first. 212-209-2950. Make that pledge of support. 212-209-2950. We'll be right back right after this.
On Friday, October 15th at 9 p.m., Sugar and My Bowl will host an Abby Lincoln fundraising membership special. Several artists will contribute dedications, poems, an article, and excerpts from an unpublished autobiography. That's Friday, October 15th at 9 p.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Forgive me if I seem to preach, but there is something that I want to say, a message that I hope will reach.
Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Hi. You know, I was just talking to Tony Ryan. Thank you for those calls. And this is the only context in the world that I think one could say size matters. It really matters with this stuff. And when you get the premium and you see the holes in people's brain, you know, we can imagine it. Honestly, you see the before and afters of these things. How many of us want holes in our brain? I don't. I think I have them from chronic fatigue. I think I've spent 20-some-odd years getting rid of them. Now, some of you may say, no, you've never gotten rid of the holes in your brain. They're worse. But nonetheless, I've been dedicating a lot of my effort in life to getting rid of the holes in my brain. And I believe that had I heard this tape 15, 20 years ago, I think I could have been inspired more. And I know, thank you very much for those calls. We want to go back and play some more right now. Thank you for calling. Please keep calling. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. The premium is $120. It's Dr. Daniel Amen's change your brain, change your life.
The next part of the brain that I want to teach you about or talk to you about is called the cingulate gyrus. So here we're looking at the brain from the left side. So this is the back to the right. Here's the front. And this area right here in the front is called the cingulate gyrus. And it's so interesting. Now, the cingulate, that's like a big word. But what it basically means is this is the brain's gear shifter. It allows you to shift your attention, right? To go from idea to idea or go from task to task. It also helps you be flexible, to go with the flow, so you don't have to have things your way. It's heavily involved in seeing options. You know, people that are rigid, it has to be their way. There's no option. When it works right, you can see many different options, which means it helps you cooperate. It helps you get outside of your head and into the head of other people. It's hugely also involved in error detection. So if you walk into a room and you see something that's out of place, it's the cingulate gyrus that's telling you this is out of place. And when it works too hard, if you want to make those people crazy, just like move something. You know, like turn the picture a little bit or mess with something. And they just, I know it's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Now, when there are problems in this part of the brain, when it works too hard, which is usually due to a deficit in the neurotransmitter serotonin. And when serotonin levels are low, the cingulate gets hot and people get stuck. They might get stuck on a worry. What's a worry? It's an anxious thought that they can't let go of, right? Or they might have an obsession. You know, they're driven to do this thing that they can't let go of. They get stuck on hurts and hold grudges. They get stuck on certain behaviors and may have compulsions or addictions. They get stuck in their own position. It's so irritating because they end up to be oppositional and argumentative. People who have this problem, it's like no matter what it is you say to them, they argue with you. Have you ever been around people like this? Am I the only person? I mean, if you say it's a nice day today, I mean, something is innocuous, it's a nice, they'll immediately go, oh, it's not that nice. It was nicer yesterday. They see too many errors. So they're always fault finding. They're always noticing what's not right. They tend to be micromanagers at home and at work. And they tend to be rigid and inflexible. And if things don't go their way, they get upset. And on the surface, they appear selfish, because it has to be their way. But when you understand it from a neuroscience standpoint, they're really not selfish. What they are is inflexible. There are many ways to help this system. And this is such an interesting system. So the first thing, if you have this problem and you notice you get a thought in your head more than 3 times, I want you to physically get up and go do something else. The act of distracting yourself helps to get these thoughts out of your head. People who have a high cingulate do better with options. So if you're married to a person like this, never go, okay, we're going to dinner here. Even if here is their very favorite restaurant, don't do that. It's always better to go, you know, we could go here or we could go here. What would you like? And if you give them options, they do so much better. Reverse psychology. Now, reverse psychology does not work for everybody, but it really works with these people. So if you are living with a difficult cingulate person, a sneaky strategy that works is to ask them to do the opposite of what you want them to do. It's sort of like living with a 2-year-old. And if you wanted a kiss from a 2-year-old, you would never say, give me a kiss. Because as soon as you said, give me a kiss, I don't want to. If you really want a kiss, what you say is, I don't want to kiss. Today, we're not kissing. No, no way we're not kissing. And within 30 seconds, they have to give you a kiss or they're going to die. Living with a singular person is sort of the same thing. and exercise. Exercise is amazing for this part of the brain, because what exercise does is it boosts serotonin levels to the brain, and it makes people more flexible. So if you're in a fight with a cingulate person, the best thing you can do is take them for a long walk. Now, for the first 15 minutes, don't talk about anything that's sensitive. After about 15 minutes, what you'll notice is they're just so much easier to get along with, and they're more likely to see your point. Now, if you give these people a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet, they will concentrate better on the things that bother them. They get more irritable. The best diet for cingulate people is a higher carbohydrate, lower protein diet, because things like bread and pasta are mood foods for them. Now, if needed, there are also certain natural supplements like 5-HTP or medications that help balance this part of the brain. I talk about them in the book. But what I want to do is I want to tell you about a story of a man who came up to see me at one of my lectures, and he said, "Dr. Amen," he said, "I'm so grateful for all the things that you taught me. It's really changed the way I live my life, especially my marriage." He said, "I'm married to a woman who has the cingulate from hell." No matter what I say, she says the opposite. It's so frustrating. For years, I just thought she didn't love me. And now I know it has to do with how her brain works. So if I used to ask her to go to the store, she would always get mad at me. It's like, "I can't do that. Can't you see how busy I am?" And so I stopped asking her to do anything with me. But now, after I've listened to you, what I realize is I have to ask things in the opposite. So if I want her to go to the store with me, I say, "Sweetheart, I'm going to go to the store. You probably don't want to go with me." "What do you mean I don't want to go with you?" "Of course I want to go with you. We hardly spend any time. What is the matter with you?" He said, "You know, I'm just so grateful, but I'm still having one problem that I hope you can help me with." I said, "What's that?" He said, "It's the sex thing." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, it doesn't sound right to say, 'I'm going to go have sex.' You probably don't want to come with me." He said, "Do you have any ideas for me?" And I have to tell you, I love that question, because it tells us, it shows us how practical brain science can be. And so I said, "Okay, do this. Take her out for a pasta dinner," right? Simple carbohydrates boost serotonin levels to the brain. "Next, take her for a long walk around the lake where they lived. Exercise boosts serotonin levels to the brain. And then when you bring her home, give her a small piece of dark chocolate." Dark chocolate raises a chemical in our brain called phenylethylamines that increase the alerting response in the brain that something fun is about to happen. Then go in the bathroom and put just a little bit of baby powder behind your ears. Why? Baby powder is the most potent aphrodisiac on the planet for women. What do women think about unconsciously when they smell baby powder? Babies. Freshly diapered, cute little babies. And then they want one. And then when you come out of the bathroom, rub her shoulders and never ask for anything directly. About 3 weeks later, in my email box, I got one email with 1,000 thank you phrases.
One email with 1,000. How would you like that?
That was a very grateful, grateful patient. And I'm picking dark chocolate on every date I go on from now on.
Dark chocolate. I actually, when he said Johnson's baby powder, I thought about that. And
I'm doing baby powder thing.
You should have seen that. My Tonys here, you should have seen them light up at that one. The interchange at those was quite something.
Sometimes we need all the tools we can get.
That's right.
Well, I'm not going there. But I do want to say is that I know this is going to sound a little odd to some of you, but one reason I like fundraising is that if there's a show on, you get to hear long things that you won't hear. I never in my life have heard a thing on cingulates. That's the one I don't know how to spell, and frankly, I didn't look it up. We gave you 9 minutes on how to deal with cingulate problems. And what I like is that that's what we can offer you. That's what people offer you on this station. I know every week when I have a guest, which is most weeks, I offer you 25 minutes of in-depth information. And that's what we offer you. We offer you that in-depth information, and that's what Dr. Daniel Amen's doing today in Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. He's not only is he pointing out the problems, the holes in your head, but he's pointing out a way that you can develop blood flow to the brain and help heal the problems that you have and not develop new ones. So we're asking you to help us, help you, help us. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, Dr. Daniel Amen, $120, change your brain, change your life. We appreciate those calls, and we want more of them, so please, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I don't want to say I guarantee that you'll like this tape. That's right. Well, no, if I personally guaranteed it, I would be good for it.
There you go.
But there is no accounting for tastes.
But I believe that most of our audience will absolutely appreciate this,
that's
Susan. As you said, you don't get to hear all of the detail. Dr. Daniel Amen on the DVD goes into far more detail than what we have time to play here on the air. It's really fantastic. And as you also hear in those clips, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. There are different prescriptions for different types of personalities, different types of brain dysfunctions, and he provides those very specifically. And so we want you to get a copy of the DVD, folks, and see for yourself where do you fit in or where does that spouse fit in. 212-209-2950. If you knew that the problems you were having in your relationship were attributed to some small brain dysfunction that you could fix like that, that you could fix with just a few simple, adding some items to your diet or adding some exercise to your daily routine, that sort of thing, and that he lays it out here for you in this DVD, that, folks, is invaluable. 212-209-2950, just a pledge of $120.
There's something that we won't have time to play, but there's an addition on this 69-minute DVD. There's 30 questions. There's 30 minutes of questions, and the questions deal with memory loss and PMS. You know, is there a woman alive? There might be one, but I haven't met her who at one point in her life didn't have PMS and have various things. There's things on rheumatoid arthritis. There's things on diabetes. There's somebody asked about racial and ethnic differences. Very interesting answers. Let me just start. Really, there are none. I think we're different, but not necessarily because we're color-coded. Stuff on memory loss. Interesting questions and answers. I wish I'd been in that audience because I would have maybe asked something slightly else. But what you know here is that you can affect, I mean, whether it's ADD, whether it's,
migraines, or whether it's a relationship issue in many cases, all of these kinds of things.
Our relationship with the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know I have a temper. Some of you may have been the brunt of my temper. And I meditate 20 minutes every day. Can you imagine? And I know what he said about meditation, by the way. I always wondered. I didn't understand. Meditation is common. Meditation is calming. But meditation also activates your brain. And for me, I have a very hard time meditating my 20 minutes every day because I do taxes, you all know that, and it's extension time, and I got my last extensions out. But I was meditating. Each day I've meditated, I pop up and I think of things that have to be tweaked, have to be changed, have to be questioned. Did they get that, and did they, you know, call that monkey brain, but it's stuff I hadn't thought of. So it's each of these things can be useful to you if you do them. How will you do them? Now, I know all of you are not going to go do them instantly. Change doesn't occur that way. What I am saying to you is, and frankly, I have a sample, so I'm not getting a premium. I already have a sample. I'm going to play this tape maybe once a month, sort of as a reminder, and say, did I stop eating? Because the Tonys, we got to play the thing on Alzheimer's.
Yes, we do.
Obesity doubles the chance of Alzheimer's. I have been overweight my entire life. I'm going to play this thing once a month so that I can remember. I don't need that extra.
If you get Alzheimer's, you might not remember to play this DVD. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. Folks, we only have a couple of callers on the line now. We need to get you to those phones. We need to hear from you as well. What we're doing this morning is supporting WBAI. That is what this is about. We're going to send this DVD out to you. But the real gift that you're getting for yourself is WBAI. You're also, when you pledge, giving that gift to your friends and neighbors who tune in and listen. And to those people in the audience who literally don't have $10 to send to us. Your donation allows them to have this station as well. So let's get you onto those phones. 212-209-2950. It is a pledge of $120. And what Dr. Amen reveals in this DVD also, Susan, is that people thought that meditation calms the brain down. You meditate so that you can go. No. It actually lights the brain up. Science, now that they can image it and show it, meditation literally activates portions of the brain that you have not been using. And that's why he recommends it. It doesn't slow your brain down. It lights it up in places where it had not been lit up. 212-209-2950. We've got three callers on the line now. We need three more of you to match those three callers to be a part of supporting WBAI, but to get this incredible and potentially life-changing information. 212-209-2950. There's the first one, Susan. We need to get two more people to do that as well. The pledge is $120, and we will accept your MasterCard, your American Express, or your Visa, and that money will go to keeping this station on the airwaves. It will go to paying the rent that we have to pay down here on Wall Street. It will also go to paying the rent that we have to pay for our tower on top of the Empire State Building. It's the way we keep this station on the airwaves. Instead of going to the corporations and going to the pharmaceutical companies and going to the fast food companies and asking them for money, we come to you, our listeners. This way we have a contract with you that we will provide quality programming that is not embedded, that is unfiltered, that is unadulterated. Because you support us, we're able to do just that. And so make those phone calls and empower us to continue to do that. 212-209-2950 is the phone number you're going to call to boost the brain of WBAI.
I want to go back to something that I sort of opened with. I believe that this premium is for the continuum of people interested in health. It's for the people that spend a lot of time and effort, like me, because it's a great reminder, a continual reminder. It's for the people that do some of the things but need to ratchet it up a little. And I have a particular producer in mind. If you say health show, this man goes, quackery, quackery. It's sort of like an instant response. I believe that even him, and this is for even him, could hear this and maybe say, you know, it's not like I'm giving up my doctor, but maybe if I did some of these things. And I know you have, every one of you has at least one of those people in your life that you love, and maybe you give it to him or her, and maybe they'll start losing some of that weight. Maybe they'll do a little exercise. Maybe they'll talk to a nutritionist and take a few things. Maybe you've got a kid with ADD. Okay, the tape may not be for the kid. It's for you.
Yeah, run them around the house. Susan, I'd like for you to let your friend know that American doctors have a shorter life expectancy than the average American.
Well, dentists have the highest suicide because of mercury.
ever notice that? 212-209-2950. A moment ago, we asked for three more calls. We only got two of those. We want to get that one more person onto the lines, pledging at the $120 level. One more of you, 212-209-2950. You be that person. You get to be the program director right now. You send us back to more from Dr. Daniel Amen when you make that phone call and support this station. That call, your call, will make us go right back to what we really want to give to you. We'd rather not be talking to you and asking you to pledge. We'd rather be letting you hear the presentation, but we must do this in order to keep WBAI supported and strong. So be that final person. The pledge is $120 for the DVD, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Dr. Daniel Amen. The man is a scientist, Susan. He is not just some quack. He is a scientist. He has done the research. He has used the methodologies on himself and changed his own brain, and he can take scans of the brain to prove it. 212-209-2950. We're just waiting for one more of you to join us. Join us in supporting WBAI, being a part of supporting independent free speech radio right here at 99.5 FM. And we're so grateful to those of you who are calling now. But get that. Let's get that last person, Susan, so that we can go back to Dr. Daniel Amen.
Oh, please. Too much. I can't. I've got to play the Alzheimer's thing. You've got to call. There we got it. Okay. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much for going back.
We're going to go to that in just a minute when we tell Tony which clip we're going to play. But we want to hear from you folks. Thank you for those phone calls coming in. Very, very heartening for us to hear that you really do appreciate WBAI, that you do understand that this is powerful, powerful material, and that you understand the power of taking steps to make a change for both you and WBAI. 212-209-2950. Again, that pledge is just $120. We will take your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa card. 212-209-2950. I'll remind you that in each of these hours, we must raise $3,000, so we have to have those phone calls pouring in. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, wherever you might be listening. But folks, I am telling you, I truly believe that this is a service that providing this kind of tape for you, this kind of DVD, this material for you, is truly a service. And we're going to get back now to more from the presentation, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Thank you so much for your phone calls.
In this last segment, I'm going to give you five prescriptions to make your brain great. We are going to talk about protecting your brain, feeding your brain, working your brain, exercising your brain, and preventing Alzheimer's disease. So let's start. Protecting your brain. Head injuries matter. They can ruin your whole life. So wear your seatbelt. Drive in safe vehicles. Wear helmets that fit. Golf is good. Tennis, terrific. Table tennis is the world's best sport, which we'll see. Head injuries matter. Protect your head. Avoid toxic substances. Alcohol, drugs, nicotine, too much caffeine, toxic fumes, and many medications, especially pain medicines and anti-anxiety medicines, are not very good for your brain. And make sure that you get enough sleep. Remember, less than 6 hours a night is associated with decreased blood flow to your brain. And anything that decreases blood flow to your brain prematurely ages your brain. You want to feed your brain right. I call this eat right to think right. You are what you eat. Literally. Your brain makes itself new every couple of months. A healthy diet is essential to healthy brain function. Now, the best brain diet is made up of lean protein, good carbohydrates. I call these complex carbohydrates that are also low glycemic. You probably heard the term low glycemic. That means carbohydrates that do not raise your blood sugar. So think green leafy vegetables or vegetables in general, and decrease bad fat, like trans fats. But not all fat. Did you know that 60% of the solid weight of your brain is fat? So that if somebody calls you a fathead, say thank you. So you need healthy fat in your diet, especially omega-3 fatty acids, because all the 100 billion brain cells that you have, their cell lining is made up of long-chain fatty acids. And you get them through fish, such as salmon and tuna, avocados, and walnuts. And water is also critical to your brain. Remember, the brain is 80% water. Anything that dehydrates you is bad for it. And you want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water throughout the day. So what are some brain-healthy foods? I put together a list for you of 12 of my favorite. And the first one's avocados. Why? Because of the omega-3 fatty acids. But this does not mean you can have a ton of guacamole. Because avocados also are fairly calorie-dense, right? And obesity doubles your risk for Alzheimer's disease. Obesity is bad for you. Okay, but a little bit of avocado is great for you, as are blueberries. In fact, I call these brain berries because they're loaded with antioxidants and they have fiber. Broccoli, because it has folate, very important vitamin for your brain. Green tea. Now, decaffeinated green tea is better, but green tea is amazing because in it, it has a substance called theanine. And theanine helps you relax and helps you concentrate at the same time. So it's sort of like the perfect supplement. And people that drink green tea on a regular basis have a lower incidence of Alzheimer's disease. Oatmeal, because it helps balance your blood sugar. Oranges for vitamin C. Red bell peppers. Did you know red bell peppers have 3 times the level of vitamin C as green bell peppers? Salmon for omega-3 fatty acids and great protein. Spinach for the B vitamins and helps balance your system. Tuna, turkey, and walnuts. Did you know that walnuts have 3 times the level of omega-3 fatty acids as almonds? But this does not mean double fudge chocolate chip cookies with walnuts. I tell my patients, eat from the rainbow. What that means is put foods in your diet that have many different colors, because that naturally increases the amount of antioxidants in your body to help keep your body and your brain young. But eating from the rainbow does not mean Skittles. I also recommend to my patients that they take 100% multiple vitamin every day. Why? We don't have balanced diets. We have fast food diets. According to the American Medical Association, people should take multiple vitamins every day to help prevent chronic illnesses like cancer, heart disease, and dementia. Almost 80% of us do not eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You know, that's the recommended dose. Likewise, I believe all of us should take a fish oil supplement every day. Why? One of the main ingredients in fish oil, as I've said, is omega-3 fatty acids, found to be low in depression, low in dementia, low in people who have attention deficit disorder, and low in people who try to kill themselves. Taking fish oil on a regular basis, every day, has been found to be good for your heart, good for your skin, good for your eyes, good for your joints, good for your hair. Obviously, I started late. And good for your brain. I think all of us, as a baseline, should take between 1 to 2 grams a day of high-quality fish oil. Of course, you should talk to your doctor. And if you're a vegetarian and you don't want to take fish oil, you can take flaxseed oil. Now, the next thing to do is work your brain. Why? Because new learning is essential to keeping your brain young. Whenever you learn something new, your brain actually makes a physical new connection. When you stop learning, your brain actually starts to disconnect itself. Now, for this strategy to be effective, you need to learn things that are new and different for you. So, for example, if you're a gourmet chef and you learn a new recipe, well, that's not good for you. Why? Because you already know how to cook. That's like second nature or a piece of cake. But learning a language or learning about a new country or learning to play the piano can be just ever so helpful. And it doesn't take much time. 15 minutes a day. That's all it takes. Change your exercise, change your brain. Exercise is literally the fountain of youth. People who exercise on a regular basis have better cognitive abilities. They think better, their concentration's better, and their memory's better. Exercise boosts blood flow to the brain. Exercise also boosts growth factors in the brain that help you grow new neurons. What? I thought we were born with all the brain cells that we would ever have. Wrong! About 10 years ago, they discovered that the brain continues to make new neurons throughout life. How exciting is that? So you can actually encourage new brain cell growth just by exercising. Now, the best exercises for your brain are both aerobic, where you get your heart rate up, geez, that's boosting blood flow to your brain, and coordination exercises, right? So just being on the treadmill, there's not much coordination with that. That's not necessarily good for your brain. But something like dancing, especially where you're learning new steps, now that is great for your brain. Unless, of course, you're drinking while you're dancing. The next great brain exercise, and I'm not kidding, is table tennis. Because you have to get your eyes, your hands, and your feet all to work together at the same time while you're thinking about the spins on the ball. There's this fascinating study from Japan where they actually scan people before and after playing table tennis for 10 minutes. And what they found is their cerebellum worked better and their prefrontal cortex, remember that? The most human, thoughtful part of your brain, also worked better. Table tennis is great for your brain. So more table tennis, less football. And boxing. Do you think boxing is a good brain sport? Say bad brain sport. Come on, let's be thoughtful about this. All right. Who?
You've been listening to Dr. Daniel Amen, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. This is Susan Lee. You and Your Money, your show for financial balance and financial health. And let me say that you have to have health in order to have financial health in most cases, because if you lose your health, you're not going to be able to work too much. So what we're asking you today is to call us at 212-209-2950 to get Dr. Daniel Amen's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. It's $150, 212-209-2950. Thank you for that call. For those of you who I sat down, I wrote down exactly what the foods were. How bad is this? Avocados, blueberries, broccoli, green tea, oatmeal, oranges, red bell peppers, salmon, tuna. I don't much like the tuna part because of the mercury in it, but that's editorializing. And walnuts. And how hard is it to take a multivitamin? If you don't want to go whole hog, do what many of us do, which is take a lot of them, begin with a multivitamin, a multi-mineral, fish oil. I do what he says. For those of you who say, how can you get fish oil that's not contaminated? I made a study. And if you pledge to this premium and you want it, and you want an answer to that question, I don't want to talk about brands on the air. That's the reason I'm not saying. There are brands that you can get that are not contaminated with mercury. As far as I know, I've had no reaction, and I'm like a canary. So those are the foods. You are what you eat. He said change your exercise, change your brain. I truly believe that. I made a mistake in getting better. It's the one mistake I made, I think. The big one, I didn't exercise enough for various reasons, probably because changing was hard for me. Had I heard this tape when I was doing this thing, I might have been motivated to exercise and it might not have taken me so long to get better. I believe that if you get this DVD, 69-minute DVD, you will be motivated to make a change. Not all of them. Maybe, Let's hope all of them. But you will be motivated to make some changes that will help you feel better. Dr. Daniel Amen, change your brain, change your life. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We would like you to call. Thank you for the calls that are on the line. We would like some more.
We would definitely like some more, Susan. We'd also like some more volunteers to come down to the station. Remember, folks, it is Fun Drive. It's your community station. That means that your participation is so, so, so necessary. So please join us for in that effort as well. But right now, we've got to get our tally up to where it ought to be. And we're a little behind from our goal, so we're going to have to hear from you. We really need to hear those phones ringing. The pledge is $120 for this fantastic, fantastic presentation by Dr. Daniel Amen. He lays it out. He tells you about the different personality types, the different brain types, and he does not present, again, a one-size-fits-all. He has different prescriptions for the different types of brain dysfunction, and you can see where you fit in or maybe where a loved one fits in and apply this, and you can apply it so very simply. That is what is great about this, Susan. It is so practical. It's so easy to begin to implement these small changes, but the results that you get from these, according to Dr. Amen, are innumerable and incredibly important. 212-209-2950 for this little amount of effort. And you get to eat avocados, which is something that
Not too much. Because obesity doubles the chance of Alzheimer's.
Guacamole.
Not too much.
212-209-2950. You know, Jim Freund's saying that he can make better guacamole than me, allegedly. We'll have to find out. I did come from the West Coast. 212-209-2950. Folks, that's your phone number to call. We're supporting WBAI this morning. We're asking you to be a part of those efforts to support this station. We have a clip that Susan has just been dying to play for you. We got to get to that clip, but we can't get to it until we get more of your phone calls. Let's see. We have about four people. Susan, we need six more people on the line. And then we can get to that final clip that we want you to hear that's so important. But you have to make those efforts, too. 212-209-2950. There's the first one. We need now five more of you to join those people on the phone, pledging your support to WBAI, getting these practical solutions, things that you can implement immediately to begin to wait to change the way your brain is functioning. And when you see these scans of the brain,
oh please, you see holes.
You see, it looks like holes in people's brains. But what it really is cold spots, dead spots where the brain isn't functioning optimally. Really stunning. Once you see that, it will change the way you look at what you're doing. As Susan said, it will inspire you to change almost immediately. 212-209-2950. There's one more, Susan. We now need four more people to make a phone call to this radio station and support WBAI. 212-209-2950. There's another, and we are waiting for three of you now. Just three more of you making a pledge at the $120 level on your MasterCard, American Express, or your Visa card. There we are. 212-209-2950. Can we get three more people and get us back to Dr. Daniel Amen? We're running out of time.
I want to play this Alzheimer's clip.
I know.
Please
you've been
call.
She's been in here every time that we're off the air. She's going, please, I gotta play the Alzheimer's. So we want you to hear this, folks, but we must hear those phone calls. There we are. One more person now. One more person pledging $120 to support Free Speech Radio, to support Alternative Radio, to support WBAI, but also to get in your hands some solutions that make a difference for you. 212-209-2950. And we're going to play this clip to you about Alzheimer's. Please listen very closely.
Who among you wants to live to 85 or beyond? Okay, you want to pay attention now. Why? Because 50% of people who live to 85 will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Wow. Well, that means you need to pay attention, and you are at risk for Alzheimer's disease. If you have a family member that has it, if you have a personal history of a head injury, heart disease, a stroke, diabetes, cancer, ADD, or depression, you're at risk for Alzheimer's disease if you don't exercise twice a week. You're at risk for Alzheimer's disease if you do not engage in regular lifelong learning. And if you pay attention to me, I'm going to teach you how to prevent it. With these strategies that I'm going to talk about, you can delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease by 6 years or more. But you need to make these interventions part of your life now. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk to you about each of the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. Okay, so the first risk factor is genetics. You have it in your family, and there are certain genes that increase your risk for Alzheimer's disease. So if you have a genetic risk, how do you decrease that risk? Well, you can't get different parents. So what that means is you have to take prevention seriously as early as possible. The next risk is a brain injury. If you've had a brain injury, you have a higher risk, especially if you have Alzheimer's disease in your family. Now, how do you prevent getting a brain injury? Wear your seatbelt. Drive a safe vehicle. Wear helmets that fit. Don't play with your brain. And if you had a head injury, know that you're at a higher risk and you have to take prevention seriously. If you drink too much alcohol, you now have a higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. How do you decrease or eliminate this risk? Stop drinking. This is not that hard. Drink less. If you have cardiovascular disease, including hypertension or high cholesterol levels, that increases your risk for Alzheimer's disease. How do you decrease that risk? It's diet and exercise. And if you have heart disease or vascular disease, don't play with it. Get it treated. Because when these things run away from you, you are so much more likely to be demented. If you exercise less than twice a week, you now have a higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. So how do you decrease that risk? Exercise more. If you drop out of school, or if you're in jobs that do not require lifelong learning, you have a higher risk. So how do you decrease that risk? Regular, lifelong learning. Always be enrolled in some sort of educational activity. If you have diabetes, that increases your risk. So how do you decrease the risk of diabetes? Diet and exercise. And if you have diabetes, you want to make sure it's tightly controlled. Otherwise, it's a blood vessel disease, and it causes disease in your brain. Smoking. Smoking's a nightmare for brain function. Now, interestingly, the early studies on smoking and Alzheimer's disease said smoking protected you from Alzheimer's disease. But when they actually looked at the data and they figured out how it protected you from Alzheimer's disease, do you know how it protects you from Alzheimer's disease? You're dead. Dead people don't get Alzheimer's disease. But when they corrected for the dead people, what they found is it increases your risk. Of course, because it's constricting blood flow to the brain and it's poisoning you. Untreated depression and untreated attention deficit disorder are risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. So how do you prevent that? Is you treat them. These are brain disorders. Cancer treatment. How unfair is that? You get cancer and you have to take chemotherapy. But as chemotherapy kills cancer cells, it also kills normal cells. So if you've had chemotherapy, you want to be on a brain healthy program as early as possible. Make sure you talk to your doctor. People who have sleep apnea, you know what that is? People who snore loudly, stop breathing multiple times at night, chronically tired during the day. Untreated sleep apnea doubles your risk for Alzheimer's disease. You should get it treated. If you get your nails done or you get your hair done too often, it increases your risk. You know, one of the occupations at the highest risk for Alzheimer's disease are cosmetologists. And I think it's because they're being poisoned. When you go get your nails done or you go get your hair done, make sure the place you go has great ventilation. The treatments we have for Alzheimer's disease work early, really early. They don't work late. So you want to know if you're vulnerable as early as possible. In one study from UCLA, it showed that 95% of people with Alzheimer's disease are not diagnosed until they're in the moderate to severe stages of this disorder. Putting your head in the sand and saying, no, it's just normal aging. It doesn't work. Because if you let this thing get away from you, it will ravage your brain and ruin your life. Now, the brain imaging work we do shows that we can tell actually years before people have their first symptom. Now, that's when it's most effectively treated. But what's interesting is there's also a very simple smell identification test that also can test early, because the smell center in the brain is near the memory center in the brain. So if you have trouble with certain scents, like strawberry, pineapple, lemon, or natural gas, then you are at higher risk. So these are easy to test for on a yearly basis. Although I looked at the natural gas one and I went, if you have trouble smelling natural gas, you're probably not going to have Alzheimer's disease because you're going to be dead in the explosion. As you can see, the exciting news is that there are many things you can do to prevent Alzheimer's disease and to keep your brain healthy starting now. It's not that hard, but you need to make these strategies part of everything you do as soon as possible. Brain health matters. Alzheimer's disease causes you to lose your mind. It's important to use your brain to prevent it. So now we come to the end. And my prayer for you is that it's really just the beginning of a new way to think about your brain and your life. Success starts with a healthy brain. Failure is often the result of a brain gone wrong. The good news is, no matter how bad you've been to your brain, it is really never too late to change your brain and change your life. May God bless you. I'm Dr. Daniel Amen.
Wow. For me, that's a wow. It's never too late. My prayer for you, it's just the beginning. And actually, that's my prayer. Some people may not like the word prayer, but I'm going to use the word prayer. My prayer for you is that you've heard this and that you say, I can do this. I can do this. And maybe if you get the DVD, you'll remember this in 10 minutes. The DVD is Dr. Daniel Amen, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, 212-209-2950, $120, 212-209-2950. I'd like to thank some listeners for sharing with us. David McGriff, thank you very much. Lawrence Ogunlade, and if I mangled your name, I apologize. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Lori Kellogg. Thank you very much from Brooklyn. Josh, and I may mangle yours too, Thermitas, thank you very much from Union, New Jersey, my home state. Elizabeth Lewis, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. Samia Faisal, thank you very much. I want to point something out in a minute when I just finish reading these. Raymond Hamblin, thank you very much. And you're from, you're also a New Jersey person. Thanks. Alexander Lowry from the city. Come on, city folks. Come on, Manhattan folks. Duncan Campbell, Bronx, New York. Thank you very much. I thought there were two out of, I just read nine names. What's interesting about your responses is this is the pile, and this is statistically perhaps irrelevant but noticeable for me. Very often when I do these health things, it's women who respond. And three out of the nine names that I read are women's. Six out of the nine, and Tony Bryant sitting there saying, I told you. You know, it was that story about the migraine headaches. But ladies, we get Alzheimer's. I have some news for you. My mom was in a nursing home. I know who's sitting in nursing homes. We gotta sit there and not try to, we're doing our best not to go to one. So I also noticed that most people are giving 120. Look, if you don't have 120, give 50, give 25. If you have more than 120, you are not wedded. Please, you are not wedded to giving the price of the premium. Really, you can give 200. You can give $400. You can give $300. This is not a job requirement that you give $120. And did you like the story about smokers? Listen, if I can help one person stop smoking, did you like the study about smokers? Did you like that? Where they originally said, hey, good for Alzheimer's. Well, not good for Alzheimer's because nobody got it because they were dead. This is the kind of DVD that reminds you, because we all have bad habits. Maybe Tony Bates doesn't anymore now that he listened to this tape, but God knows I do. We are asking you, and we're almost done today, change your brain, change your life, $120, 212-209-2950. If you have more, give it. If you have less, give less. And in any event, come help us volunteer for some more shows today, and we appreciate it.
Volunteer later. Call now, 212-209-2950. That's the phone number. Folks, we only have three callers on the line. We have another $1,400 to get to our goal. That means we've got to get about 12 callers in here right now in this last 6 minutes of the show. 212-209-2950 is your phone number to call. You heard the clip that Susan wanted you to play. We rewarded you with it because
Tony,
you came through last time. Absolutely, Susan. But again, you hear how simple the changes that you can make are to affect this. You can affect these changes so easily with these practical solutions. 212-209-2950. We need 14 more of you to come through. Join those folks on the phone now to get us to our goal for this hour. Let's hear those phones coming through. The pledge is $120. The doctor's name is Dr. Daniel Amen. He is a scientist. He has done this research. He has figured this out. He has used it not only on his patients, but on himself. And he has provided that to us here today so that we can share it with our audience. And I must say again, Susan, I'm proud when we can present this kind of material to our audience because I know the difference that it can make for people. I am so happy that we have this voice, this WBAI, to allow us to present this kind of information. And so many people are going to the doctor and spending so much money on other things when this scientist has done the research and has presented it right here for you. 212-209-2950. There's the first of our 14 calls, Susan. We need 13 more people to join that person and make a pledge of support to WBAI to keep alternative stations on the air, to keep the alternative narrative on the air, and to keep alternative doctors like this one on the airwaves. 212-209-2950. Make your call now.
That's 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You know, I actually, Tony, was afraid of playing that cingulate stuff because I thought, people say, oh, you got to play very short clips and you got to do this and you got to do that. And people responded, I believe our audience can hear. I believe, I know I'm one of them.
That's right.
I believe
that's how you know.
We can respond and that many of us really want this station to stay on the air. Thank you for those calls. But we need you to call. We would like to keep bringing you. I know I would like to keep bringing you my information. And this is how I can do it. Call up. You want this DVD, 212-209-2950. Dr. Daniel Amen, change your brain, change your life. For me, he's going to be a brain coach, a life coach. Can all of us afford to have weekly life coaches where we call in and talk to somebody at $100 a clip or $150, $200, whatever it is? Probably not. So here is a brain coach, a health coach.
There's an alternative to spending that money every week. You can take a look at this,
right,
and as you said, watch it once a month like you plan to do and make those changes. 212-209-2950. Folks, we are up to six of those callers, and that means, there we go, 212-209-2950. We're up to seven. That means we need seven more of you now to make a pledge of support to WBAI. It's just a $120 pledge, but your money is so precious to this station. When you make those phone calls, we are so moved by your efforts at keeping WBAI on these airwaves. It is so, so important, not just for you and not just for us, but for the New York community, folks, for us to be able to have this voice. We must sustain it, and every call that you make does that. Seven more of you now pledging at the $120 level. We've got 3 minutes left, folks, and that's, we can two calls a minute, Susan. 2.5 calls a minute, 2 and 3/4 calls a minute. We can get it done. 212-209-2950. Just 7 more people, folks, to get us to our goal for this hour. You can make that happen now. But more importantly, you sustain WBAI. You empower WBAI. 212-209-2950. Make WBAI happen right now.
Never in my life have I felt the need for BAI more than I feel it now. Never in my life have I felt the economy so fragile. Well, 2 years ago when it was collapsing. Then
right.
I did, but that's not true. Okay, never in my life, except for 2 years ago.
The collapse on the horizon is bigger than what we experienced recently.
Well, never in my life have I been quite as nervous as I am. And we need WBAI to help us see what's going on, hear what's going on, filter. Never in my life have I felt that we were in the hand, the country's in the hands of the banks and the corporations like I felt now.
I try to tell y'all, nobody listened. VoteNader.org. 212-209-2950. I told you before the election, y'all would not listen to me. Oh, I must have been in LA. 212-209-2950, folks. 5 more people now. We need 5 more of you to make a phone call of support to WBAI. We are running up on the top of the hour. We're going to have to make way for Take Charge of Your Health. But we need you now to take charge of this phone, take out your wallet, and make that pledge of support to WBAI. It's just $120. You've heard all of the solutions in this tape, and you didn't really hear all of them. We didn't get to go into all of the detail of this. We only played narrow clips from
it. We didn't play the limbics.
So
I wanted to play
more.
The limbics, too, but I couldn't play the limbics.
Susan, isn't there's so much more to this DVD than what you have heard on these airwaves today. Get it for yourself. It really can make a difference. There we are. Now, 4 more people. 2 minutes left. No, we have about 30 seconds left. We need 4 more of you to join that person and pledge to support WBAI and get Dr. Daniel Amen's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. 212-209-2950. And your response today has increased my feeling of joy that I came in here with this morning. 212-209-2950. There we are, Susan. We just need 3 more people now. 212-209-2950.
And you are tuned to WBAI in New York City, 99.5 on your FM dial. The time is now 7:00 in the morning. And time once again for As I Please for this, the 23rd day of October in the year 10. And yes, it is once again another fundraising program. And we have had a night of infomercials. No real money made, but lots of infomercials, which may perhaps be the way out of our constant financial malaise. You know, we'll just start selling time. Everyone else does it. Why not us? I would like to see infomercials that appeal to the working man, as in the Shamji. Yes, the Shamji, the miracle fabric, the Shamji. Every time you'll use it, you'll say, gee, the Shamji, the preferred by swab wallahs round the world. Yes, the Shamji. It miraculously gathers the soiling oils and dirty greases and spreads them around. Yes, so when you're standing on the corner of Bowery and Houston, go up to that taxi cab with your Shamji. You could probably hold him up for a good 5 minutes, rubbing that window down. And, of course, we have BAI volunteers throughout the city and throughout the greater metropolitan area swabbing to raise money for BAI. And, yes, we may be chuckling. Well, it's not much of a chuckle, is it? We may be chuckling, but the fact of the matter is, it is indeed serious business here, trying to raise money for WBAI, so let me tell you this then about that. The number is 212-209-2950. You might want to write that number down because Lord knows something may happen that might inspire your phoning BAI this morning and making a pledge of support. I think our minimum is, well, whatever the minimum is, I don't know whether there's a minimum, but you can give as much as you want. I'll put it that way. We'll try to be on the upside this morning. You know, there are a lot of stories about the initials WBAI. And years ago, when I was but a youth here, I thought that as a way to sort of buck up our spirits, we should all agree that WBAI stands for We're Better At It. But times never really caught up with that slogan, and more often than not, you hear we beg ad infinitum. However, we're boring and incompetent may also be. However, in fact, in WBAI... goes back a long, long time ago to the notorious Bloomingdale Asylum for the Insane. And the Bloomingdale Asylum for the Insane closed up shop early in the 20th century. It was located up in Upper Manhattan. But they maintained the business, as it were. They maintained not a physical address, but the notion. And early in the 20s, they began the idea of a talking cure. Well, by the end of World War II, the Bloomingdale Asylum for the Insane had, in fact, purchased one of the first FM licenses issued here in New York City. And for many years, three or four at least, the Bloomingdale Asylum for the Insane had broadcasts over these very airwaves, which... in long run, not all that different from what's happening over WBAI today. So, we will continue the tradition. WBAI, once the spokes station for the Bloomingdale Asylum for the Insane, and now we speak for you. 212-209-2950. And I know it's an awful lot to ask, isn't it? But I would really like to see a lot of money coming in this morning, and for one simple reason. Next Saturday is indeed the very day, that day of high literary obligation for me, and that will be the 125th birthday of Ezra Pound. I'll be here. I hope you'll be there. And what we would love to do is to spend a morning celebrating. Not begging, but celebrating. Hello. Where's that coming from? If I wanted phones, I would have stayed at home. You know, I should tell you, I believe that the essence of live radio is what's happening here and now. Me talking to you. Well, not me, as I said, but one voice talking to one set of ears. One at a time, folks. One at a time. Now, it's possible that there may be as many as a dozen people listening right now. And if you are listening online, you might want to fulfill your pledge, as it were, by going to the spot where we collect money from you and selecting as your favorite show... As I, gosh darn, please. And although it may not show up this morning on the tally, I am sure that the powers that be will figuratively pat me on the head if that proves to be successful. So if you are not in the greater New York City area, but still devoted or dedicated to a particular program or this peculiar radio station, don't say, well, you know, I just didn't want to use the message unit. You can do it all online. And we urge you to do so. On the other hand, the good old-fashioned way, the telephonic communication, 212-209-2950. That ringing phone suggests that there is one person up enough, at least, to make that telephonic connection. Don't let that person be by him or herself alone. Yes. You know, sometimes you hear people talk about BAI as a community radio station. It is not a community radio station, but it is an imaginary community. 212-209-2950. For this moment, at least, we are all in this together. So, that's the plan, and the other plan is that if we are successful this morning, that is to say, move along quickly and see the tally change, I will be able to bring to you some poems by Ezra Pound. And Lord knows, it is a testament to my wacky nature to dream that it might be possible to raise money on a radio station on the strength of poems by a dead poet. Well, you know, we'll try. 212-209-2950. I beg you, I urge you, I plead with you, and I know that you're tempted, aren't you? You are tempted. Give in to temptation. Make that call right now. 212-209-2950. Won't you please help? Thank you. And I think it is high time to turn to the ineluctable Count Basie, the incomparable Count Basie, the ever-glorious Count Basie and his orchestra, and to usher you in to As I Please for this morning. I got to say, as the saying goes, I've got to say. That's very William Carlos Williams of me, isn't it? Williams always had a sort of tendency, a really direct attack when he began a poem. I've got to say that no matter what my mood might be, and these days there's not been much of it, no matter what my mood might be, I am always picked up a good deal by Count Basie. Hey, you know? You know, we've had hours of programmings on how to live longer. I'll give you this quick hint on how to live better and happier. Get yourself some Basie. Quite easily done. Well, I want to, I don't really want to, but I think I really ought to talk this morning about an aspect of Pound's career that is personally quite troubling and not easy to talk about because it is open to a lot of misunderstanding, and that is the Pound's activities during the war years, 1941 through 1945. And I feel like I should address this topic because it tends to be one of the few things that everyone seems to know about Ezra Pound. You still bump into people. I still bump into people on the street, you know, and I say, what's he doing these days? What's he doing? They say, oh, I'm working on a Pound program. They say, who Pound the Nazi? And, you know, at a certain point, I just gave up correcting them. You know, for what it is worth, and this is maybe very small for you, but for what it's worth, Pound was not a Nazi sympathizer. He was a fascist sympathizer. I know, it seems like small potatoes, doesn't it? But in fact, you know, I think it points to a real gap in our historical knowledge because I dare say every household currently tuned into WBAI, every household probably has a book somewhere with a swastika on the front because, well, everybody is sort of in awe of Hitler. Not in a good way, but just sort of in awe. And there are lots of... Now, I made a point years ago to have no swastika in my house other than the one that I brought back with me from India because before the Nazis corrupted it, the swastika was a common sign. And as a matter of fact, if you are reading Rudyard Kipling, you may note the swastika on the title page, not expressing his Nazi sympathies at all.